Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Jen Young here, and welcome to Be Intuitive with me, Jen Young. I'm here with my friends Lindsay and Mike McCarthy, and they're going to be talking with us today about a lot of things. I really am inspired by them, by their life, what they do, and their success is, you know, it's brought about by many different things that they do. So we're going to discuss that, and I know you guys are going to love hearing their story. But before that, of course, I'm going to talk about myself. I am going to be doing quite a few things here and in the next month, and it's a busy month. Even though it is summer, I am definitely busy. So I just want to let you all know, if you're in the Westchester area, Monday night, we're going to be meeting at Eat Drink On Cafe, 7:30 at night. This Monday night, July 6th, it's going to be the kickoff for the 21-day cleanse. So basically, it's an hour meeting where we get together, we talk about the cleanse, we talk about, you know, your shopping list, your average day on the cleanse, what you need to do. Very simple, you know, no cost, no obligation. Even if you don't want to do it or you don't start right away, just come for the information. It's worth it. So that's July 6th. At 7:30 p.m. at Eat Drink Om Yoga Cafe in Westchester on Gay Street. So I hope to see a lot of you there, and we'll get that going on. And the cleanse, really, it's nothing that you have to be afraid of. It's just 21 days of really feeding your body what it needs, okay? So I'm going to give you some information on why you would cleanse. Because a lot of people just think, oh, God, I have to give up this, I have to give up that, you know, and that's really not the mindset here. The mindset is, how do you want to perform? Do you want to be performing at your highest, you know? And if you do, this is what you put in your body, okay? And, of course, exercise and all that. So I have a little write-up here, and I love what I wrote, of course, because I wrote it. This is the cleanse, and why does it matter? And I have here, the body is a magnificent instrument used to interpret the world. When we are feeling really good emotionally, physically, mentally, et cetera, we are able to tap into higher frequencies. Our vibration is raised, and since the law of attraction is always drawing itself unto itself, we draw high vibrational events, people, and situations to ourselves. So this commitment is absolutely worth it. Detoxing our bodies with high vibrational foods and green juice, smoothies, it puts us on the fast track to living our fullest potential. It is true. What we put into our bodies is a direct link to a few of these key words that I'm going to say right now. Increased intuition, healing abilities, emotional stability, mental clarity, healthy relationships, increased energy, and just a zest for life. And anybody knows, you know, when you're on a high, you're exercising, you're eating well, you're performing better, your life is better, your relationships are better. And if you're not, well, then the negative occurs. So I'd love you all to give this a shot. Even if you're not perfect, even if you don't start on the same day, message me, contact me, and I'll give you all the information. It's already on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive, facebook.com/spiritualeating. So check it out. Another couple of things that I'm going to be doing in July that are really a lot of fun is the yoga. Well, I call it Vinyasa Vino and Angel Card Reading. So I'm going to be at Eat Drink Om Yoga Cafe and at Bliss Yoga in Kennett Square. So one in Westchester, one in Kennett Square this month. Check them out on my website and my Facebook page. And if anybody wants to come at 6:30 at night, it's great. We do some yoga. We have some wine. We pull some angel cards, get some clarity, and just generally have a great time. And lastly, on July 11th, every new moon, and actually the new moon is slightly after July 11th, but every new moon I do readings at Kaleidoscope Angels in Douglasville, PA. So if you're up that way, come see me. The new moon is, you know, it occurs every month, and it really gives you the opportunity to take the time to set new intentions, to set new goals. And the energy lasts for 2 solid weeks, so it's awesome. So I recommend coming up to see me if you can, and if not, maybe with Skype or, you know, do a reading in person based out of Westchester or that area. So that's July 11th, Saturday, from 11 to 4 at Kaleidoscope Angels. So basically, that's what I'm doing. In September, I'll be in Bermuda for 2 weeks. So for all my Bermuda peeps that are listening, definitely call the Inner Sanctum or My Serenity to book your spot. I will be there from the 12th to the 23rd. So that's going to be awesome in Bermuda. You guys can message me, too. We'll get you set up. So moving on, now I'm going to move on to the interview part of today's show. And one of my favorite things to do is to interview inspiring people. You know, people that just are living a life that when I look at them, I'm like, wow. And people that, you know, when I'm with, I really want to emulate them. I learn from them. I just think, who wouldn't want to, you know about these people, and who wouldn't want this information? So Mike and Lindsay McCarthy are a young couple, and they really got it going on. So, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, you know, the world's going to hell and all, you know, and you know, young people don't know what the hell they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And to me, in my experience with not just Lindsay and Mike, but other people with the conference that I went to called One Life Fully Lived, there's a conference here in Westchester, and there's one out in California in October. You know, you just meet these young people with an entrepreneurial spirit, people who are really into life and are really into using all types of modalities and tools to get higher. So with this, and like my nieces, they're all in their 20s. They're just lovely girls. They're amazing young women. And, you know, people, they're all, young people today are sort of born with an innate ability to go for what they want. You know, they absolutely have confidence. They, you know, they don't just take a job just because they have to. They really want to express themselves. That, you know, women, young women, especially of today, I feel are super confident, feel completely equal to men. Like a lot of these, you know, hang-ups and the way things used to be, I feel are falling away. And the new generations that are coming up are equipped. And also, when it comes to raising kids, Mike and Lindsay, according to me, really know what they're doing, because they're doing so many of the things that I really wanted to do that I didn't do, right? So I feel like they're the starting point of raising a generation that is focused on each individual kid, nurturing them and nurturing their skills and just taking, guiding them to live their best life, you know? It's just awesome. So I'm going to get started, and I'm going to say hi to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And to Lindsay.
Hello.
And we're going to start, we're just going to talk about a little bit of background, you know, just a tiny bit about your life, Mike. I'll start with you. And, you know, how you came to be the man you are within 3 minutes. Okay, go.
Okay. Well, originally I'm from Colorado. I've lived in Westchester area for, I think, 13 years now.
Wow.
Moved out here for to be a part of the expansion of Keller Williams, which is now one of the top real estate companies in the area. Basically, how did I become the man that I am was the question. So I guess I would say, number one, through the love and nurturing of my wife and patience of her.
Wow. She, did you hear that? Good thing we got that on the radio.
Yeah.
You're gonna have that forever. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I really mean that, because, you know, my life has been a twisty, curvy, bumpy way to get here, and I wouldn't have changed any aspect of it. So the low lows and the high highs, like,
right.
I take it all now, because it helped create who I am to become who I am. And so, you know, today I'm blessed to be the man that my wife wanted to marry. And I think when she did marry me, I probably wasn't worthy of the appreciation and love that she was giving me. So I've always just felt like I had to grow into the person that she gave me the benefit of the doubt to be.
Right.
And so that, you know, for me, who am I? I'm somebody who lives life abundantly. Everything I do is abundance, whether it's owning multiple businesses or spending amazing amounts of time with my kids, going on amazing vacations, and also abundantly contributing. So a big part of who I am and why I think I've been blessed is because of being generous. I think being somebody who's generous with their time, with their resources, and helping other people is sort of at the root of who I am as a person. And so that's really my gift, you know, to share that with the world.
That's awesome. So, I mean, when you met Lindsay, you were at a potential, you know, you were at a potential or a level that was lower than she could see, you know.
Yeah.
So she saw the potential in you, and you actually, she helped you raise your vibration, you
yeah.
know.
That's well, awesome. You know, they say you should be the person that your dog thinks you are,
oh,
right?
Wow.
But for me, it was my beautiful young bride thinks I am.
Oh, awesome. And that is just great that you two were able to, you know, grow together. I mean, there's so many couples where, you know, that there's a lot of strife or there's competition and there's resentment and all these kinds of things build up where the couples are really focused on actually the negative traits of their partners, you know, and then this creates this. But you two really focused on helping each other, being a support to each other. And that's what I really admire about you. I don't see that, you know, tearing each other down type thing. And I lived through that, like, for 10 years, my husband and I, you know, I thought I should have divorced him for 10 years, you know, but I didn't. And thank God, because it did work itself out. But I see you two doing this right away, which is so awesome. So for you, Mike, I really like what you said about giving back. And, you know, I was just listening to, I don't know if you know Marianne Williamson.
Yeah.
Not that I, like, love her or anything, but I found these CDs I had. I got a free gift, so I've been listening in my car. And I followed my friend Tim's advice, this guy. A friend of mine who I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, and he said, turn your car into your, like, audio library. He's like, you know, learn. He goes, you know, music's great and all, but, you know, why not, you know, use that time to totally raise your vibration. So I'm listening to her, and this morning before I came over here, that's what it was about. It was about giving back. Not that you give everything, not that you don't take care of yourself. Giving back does mean spending time with your kids, taking care of yourself so that way you're the best, you know, for your clients, for your kids, you know, that kind of thing. So that's so awesome. So, Lindsay, in a nutshell, where did you grow up? And tell me, you know, how you became the woman that you are, you know, in the next 3 minutes.
So I was born and raised in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I had a wonderful childhood. I always had a dream to play field hockey in college, so I worked really hard to achieve that goal. And I always, from a very young age, knew that I just wanted to get married and have kids and to do it at a young age.
Yeah.
So as soon as I graduated from college, I was lucky enough to meet my life partner. We got married right out of college, waited a couple years, had our first, and a couple more years later, we had our daughter. And, you know, I literally am living my dream. I always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, be super involved in my kids' lives.
Yes.
And I've been truly blessed to do that. And, you know, Mike and I, we really do make a great team. He's kind of everything that I'm not, and vice versa.
Right.
So
it's perfect. You make a whole, and you complement each other.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you learn from each other. Like, you're learning from her how to be probably patient and or just accepting and calm, you know. She is a number four, so she likes that firm foundation, you know. And you're the three, so you like creativity, spontaneity, and, you know, I'm just using your numbers here. But
I think we bring out the best in each other that way. Like, I was always very super stable, and then I met Mike, and he's like, let's go to Vegas. I'm like, okay, like tomorrow? Like, when?
Yeah, yeah. So he lightens you up, and you ground him.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's awesome. So what I wanted to talk to you also about is, okay, so we got your couplehood down. I mean, really, you both are a support as couples. Oh, but before we move on to the kids, as far as you being a couple, give me and our listeners some strategies that you two use to just, you know, navigate and to really keep yourself vibrating high. So go ahead, Mike.
You mean as a couple or individually, what do we do?
Well, you could do both, because I'm thinking, like, you know, just different modalities like counseling or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, we both have the same life coach.
Okay.
Janai Lane of SpiritCoachTraining.com, and she has been my coach for the last almost eight years now. And that is a very deep level of coaching. In fact, it was a lot of what helped me become who I am today as well. And it's really all about non-dogmatic, energetic, spiritual practice, which for a very logical, driven, sort of business-minded person, it was the best thing that I could have ever done, because, you know, I could keep reading the same business strategy books over and over again, but the root of creation lies beyond sort of what we see and think with our minds. So for me, it's about setting my intention and my energy strategically every single morning. So I do affirmations, I do a little yoga, I do a little exercise, I'm eating right. I'm meditation for sure, journaling for sure. I'm setting that vibration for the entire day and reflecting too on who am I, who do I want to be, and really being more of the person that I came here to be, which has nothing to do with the titles of father, business owner,
right,
husband. It's, none of that is the true nature of who I am. Or Lindsay.
Right, right.
It's so much deeper than that. And so I've always been very curious and wanting to understand the meaning of life and why we're here and all that. And now at 37, I have a pretty clear picture of what that is, which is really freeing in a sense, because now I get to just be in the bliss of being me, of being who I am. But it all starts with a dedicated practice,
yes,
that I've been doing for 8 years,
yes,
every single morning.
That's
pretty
right.
Much. So.
So that got you to where you are here, your dedication. And I mean, that's what I'm all about when it comes to doing like the cleanse, you know, and it's only three weeks, but it's so important to keep that forefront in your mind of what you want now versus what you want later, you know. And it's not about sacrifice, but I would say it's about discipline, about, I don't know, just, I feel like it makes you feel really good about yourself when you do continue your spiritual practice, do it every day. You feel proud. You feel in control, in and out of control kind of,
yeah,
universe, you know. And what I like about what I can hear in you is that you have this level of acceptance where you accept where you were, you accept where you're going, you accept where you are. You know, you don't beat yourself up. You know, you just sort of, and if you're in that state of acceptance, everything is okay, even when it's not okay, it's okay.
Yeah, and I don't want everybody to get the wrong idea. I beat myself up, and I have down moments,
right,
and we have problems and issues. It's not like we just elevated to this magical,
right,
place. It's, we argue, we fight,
yes,
we yell at each other.
You have different opinions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
so
passionate.
And I fight with myself,
yeah,
but, you know, we're aware of what's going on, and that's the power.
And that's where you get a difference in opinion or argument, and instead of it escalating and you going into like what Eckhart Tolle calls like your pain body and digging up all past junk and like flinging it at each other, you guys actually stop. You're aware. You stop yourself, you know, and you really get the clear on it and clear it out. So I mean, that's
and
what
it's taken us a long time to get to this point.
So you've been married how many years then, since college? So.
9 in September.
Okay, so 9 years of constant practice. Yeah.
Well, and at the beginning, we weren't practicing, you know, at the beginning of any relationship, it's all new.
Yes.
You're just
great.
Learning each other. But once we really started working with Janai and using her tools and getting to know each other on a more energetic level, I know that Mike's a really passionate guy, and that he to get angry,
right?
And I'm kind of the opposite. So when he comes at me, I kind of shut down,
right?
And you know, we have this kind of like timeout that we take now, and I'll just be like, timeout. I
mean, it's actually called the intermission.
The intermission.
Oh,
yes.
So get some popcorn, relax.
But
yeah,
it's also an intermission.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to go inside and figure out what's going on with you that you're reacting that way to.
What a great play on words. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that at a Jason Mraz concert.
That's what he
really?
Called his intermission.
Yeah.
So, and we had just been in a place where we were searching for that, and then we went to the concert, and
it was
on the screen right
Literally.
In front of us.
Intermission.
So,
wow, I love that. I'm going to use that.
And we're working on getting more consistent with those. So, like, we say this is what we do, but it's maybe 1 in 10 times or 2.
Right.
And we're just trying to get incrementally better at
right. So
that.
It becomes a pattern that's very established, and you don't have to think.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about
yeah,
it.
Like,
it'll
okay.
just happen.
Intermission.
Yep.
I'm feeling attacked. I need to go get myself together, and
yeah.
then we can have
yes.
a calm conversation.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's beautiful, I'm going to interrupt here. This is another thing I've been dealing with myself as well, and then, of course, anybody who comes into contact with me is going to have this issue. But it's about victimhood and how you guys are eliminating the victim. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you feel you're being attacked, you're going to be like, okay, I'm feeling like I'm the victim right now. How can I change that up or look at it differently? Or saying, you know, hey, we got to have some boundaries here. You know, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
So nobody's a victim. You guys are just here to help and support each other.
Well, and even if we were a victim, so legitimately, let's say I walked out of a building and a piano dropped on my head.
Right.
I really have two options. I can either curse the world and say, yes, pianos drop on my head, of course, that's just the way my life is, and
right.
then I create more of that.
That's right.
Or I can go, hey, you know what? What's going on with me that the piano happened to drop on my head? And so, you know, then I can maybe make a decision. Maybe I should look up before I walk out the door and see if there's anything dangling, right?
Yes.
But that's just the metaphor for complete and total responsibility for your life.
Absolutely. Clerk, a giant. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, okay, so I'm attracted to this clerk here, a giant. He's a complete, total, whatever. I won't say bad words right now. It's, well, I do, but I'm going to rephrase. You know, and
you have to
like,
pay the swear jar.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, we got to talk about that when we do the parenting session. But definitely, yeah, whoever you come in contact or with whatever you come in contact with, you are responsible. So you are totally, I love that. You're taking full responsibility.
Yeah.
Whether it feels good or not, you're doing it, and then that's how you.
And I'm a lot slower at that process than Mike is, so it might take me, you know, a good meditation to figure out, okay, why is this coming to me?
Yes.
I've
and
had
what
a lot
do I
more,
need to do?
I've had a lot more practice dealing with my bad decisions, so,
okay, so
I've learned the process of.
You've given yourself a lot of yeah, you've given yourself a lot then.
Yeah. I think when something happens, what I learned from Hal Elrod, who wrote The Miracle Morning, he's involved in the One Life community as
right.
well, is when something happens to you, you get to choose the meaning.
Absolutely.
Of
life
what
is
it is.
Inherently meaningless, and it's the meaning you put right. on everything.
Right.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I've been listening to this guy from Holland called Bettino Massaro. I know it's sounds really strange, but everybody wants to YouTube him. He is fabulous. And so this is his message. You know, it's just, but he says it with such clarity. So every night and every morning, I've been listening to these YouTube snippets of him to keep me aware. So you guys are also doing that as well. You're just constantly keeping yourself as much as you can on that level of awareness, responsibility.
Right.
And then ultimately, since we are the creator of our own reality, you're creating from a place of awareness
yeah.
rather than complete, you know,
well,
blindness.
Yeah, we're all creating our own reality.
Anyway.
Just some of us haven't come to terms with that yet because
yeah.
the reality we've created isn't what we wanted to create.
Exactly.
So owning that is a really tough thing
it
for
is
people
a tough thing.
To do. And you said something about it's not about discipline or sacrifice. And I would agree with that, but it is about surrender.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you need to, in some ways, surrender to your life, realize you don't know everything.
That's right.
You know, which is when you first finally do know something, which is that you know nothing.
It's,
then that's a powerful moment.
It's very powerful. It's very freeing.
No.
And, like, you know, when you live in the mystery and accept it, life is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, so when people come to me and say, give me a reading, I want to know, can you see what's happening for me in 6 months? I rarely attract that because that's not what I do.
Right.
That's not what I'm about. That's not how I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do a reading, the reading is going to give you information on what's happening right now. Where are you now? Are you happy with that? Because if you are, you've got that momentum going, and it will continue on in that vein. Or if you're not, it just gives you the chance to pivot, to change, you know, to do something different. So
right.
that's like this new philosophy. I mean, I know it's not new. But like for me, I'm like excited about it. I'm excited about taking responsibility. I'm excited to know that I am such a powerful creator, and I'm excited to know that okay. So thanks for that. And so that's what you guys are doing as well, then. You're both really owning up and taking responsibility. And you mentioned One Life Fully Lived a couple of times. So briefly, before we move on to the kids part, tell me about it, Mike, because, I mean, I know you're mostly involved in that. Then, of course, Lindsay is second, and I'm third. So go ahead.
Well, you know, I have an incredible friend named Tim Rode who is very passionate about whatever he does. And he created his perfect life, which was to ski 100 days a year. And he was doing that. But a part of him was missing his gift of giving, of contributing. So he decided to create a One Life a contribution company, a nonprofit called One Life Fully Lived, The website is lifefullylived.org if anyone wants to check it out. But it's basically, Tim and I have a pretty awesome group of high-level entrepreneurs that we have formalized into another company that I'm a partner in called GoBundance.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we do is we piggyback One Life sort of onto GoBundance and successful people by asking them to fly to a conference on their own dime and share their successes and strategies with people who don't get this type of information. So it's getting the 5 to 10 or even 40 different speakers in a weekend who are sharing their message, and most of them are professional teachers, professional speakers, and trainers who get paid thousands of dollars to do a keynote, but they're there contributing, and it's all about creating the best plan for your life. So we've got to dream it, plan it, and then live it is sort of the One Life Fully Lived motto. But for me, it's a way for me to give back, to contribute, and to share with people, because if you just expose one person to the kind of thing we're talking about today, or you know, another concept, and they implement it, then their life has the ability to change. So we do it for helping others and changing lives.
And you know, I was lucky enough to be asked to speak at the Westchester conference a couple of months ago, and believe me, I was so honored when Lindsay sent me that message. I was like, woohoo, because I wanted to, but anyway, so the universe helped me out there and got me a spot. And it was just so great to talk about, you know, nutrition and the things I like to talk about. But I really was amazed that it wasn't just young entrepreneurs. It's not just young people. There were all ages and all types of people.
Yeah.
And it's like the message that One Life has to offer, you know, it's for everybody. It's universal. It's for anybody, everybody, all walks of life. And then we heard the inspirational speakers who their lives have changed because of One Life, which is, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so that is, well, then that's part of your way of giving back.
Right.
And I love that. And I'm happy to be involved in that, too. And I'm really putting out there to get to California this October.
Right.
You know, pesky things like family get in the way. I mean, no, I love my family. They get in the way. No, they don't get in the way. But anyway. So
flip the card over and see what it says.
I should do that when I'm talking. So, Lindsay, now one thing that they did do at the One Life Conference and that they will do is a dream board. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Do you call it a dream board?
I call it a vision board.
Vision board. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, I know, and I'm here at Mike and Lindsay's house, and all over they have all their vision boards beautifully framed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, a lot of us know what the vision boards are, but I want you to say and talk about it in case somebody doesn't know, and also to give me, I mean, in a way, it's giving me ideas. It's refreshing for me to hear this because I've not done one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
well,
tell me what that
literally,
is.
Literally, it's just a board that you put images of what you want to be, have, and do on. But what I like to say is it's putting your intention out there to the universe to receive that.
Right. So you're being very clear about it, and it's visual.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vision board. Hello, Jen. Vision board. It's visual. It's there. It's a constant reminder, and it's more beautiful and profound than post-it notes. All over your house. You know what I mean? Because I do that. I put post-it notes. Like,
one, literally, the way our brains work is in symbols. We can remember thousands of symbols versus only like 7 words at a time.
Oh, wow.
So,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're utilizing, you know, that brain just triggered like that and getting the message every time you see your vision board.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and I bet people have such a good time.
It's a really fun process. You can do it with your kids. Kids love vision boarding.
Yeah.
And if you go on Janai's website, she actually has a little video of her specific method
of
vision boarding.
And say, can you spell her name? So Kate.
Sure. Janai, JENAILAN. Oh, that's not. The website is spiritcoachtraining.com.
SpiritCoachTraining.com. All right, excellent information and resources. I mean, that's what I love when I talk to people who are, you know, doing this kind of thing. The resources that we can share, you know,
yeah.
are awesome. Because there are people, there's people out there to help you with anything, you know. So it's just
And Lindsay actually teaches a class to groups on doing that. So if anybody's listening and they want to have her come in and do a couple hour event for an office or a club or whatever. She'll do that.
And I get a lot more in depth of, you know, how to do it and why you would want to do it.
Awesome. And so would they just contact you, or do you have a little website or not?
Yeah, you can.
I don't have a website.
I would email her at lmccarthy5@kw.com.
All right. And if you don't get that, you guys know my email as well. You can email me, and I could forward you over to Lindsay. So definitely, I'm thinking, like you're saying, businesses, or people for business, entrepreneurs, and, you know, children, and then groups of people, like couples or women or even men groups. You know, it could be anything like that.
Yeah. The first one I did was a girls' night at my house. I had my girlfriends over to kind of practice.
Is that the one I missed?
Yeah. So I can do another one.
Okay, do another one. Because I saw the pictures on Facebook on, like, wine glasses and all kinds of yummy stuff.
Yeah, we had fun. I made hors d'oeuvres and had wine.
Oh, wow.
A presentation and, you know, got the magazines out.
And that's when you were writing, like, I know
arts and crafts.
Yeah.
And also just another thing about the vision boarding that we do is it's a very creative process for both of us,
mm-hmm.
and we each have our role in how we create the family one.
Yeah.
So, and it's actually metaphorically accurate to our relationship. So the how we do it is she collects words over a whole year, and images, she'll tear them out. And then when I do it, I go through and I find the whole background for the poster board. So I will find full page magazine images and post them down. And then what we do is any words that were on those articles, we go back and cover them up with words and images that she selected. And so she kind of hunts and finds the things, and I'll lay down the background. Then I will place things a certain way, and usually she's not around, and then she'll come back and do parts of it. Then we'll glue it all down, and then that's kind of the process. So we each kind of have our own way of organizing it, and then when it comes out, it's really an intention. It's multiple intentions within one image. And we've seen things years later in the vision board that we did that was just an image at the time. We didn't know what it was.
Isn't that the coolest thing, where you can actually – so vision boards are like it's amazing how you can go back and you can see all you accomplished. They show you how far you've come.
Well, and even the vision board itself, like if you look at the very first one we ever did versus one we've done,
they've evolved.
They have evolved.
Yeah.
And, you know, our original ones, they didn't have as much on them really either. Mm-hmm. They were beer.
They were more, they were more gauged towards, winning and competition and material things in the beginning, I think, and not overly so, but more so than now when you look at it.
You know, you've got that energy of you just got out of college, you know, and you're really moving forward with your life, and you don't have children yet. You're setting the foundation. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what you're doing is different than to what you're doing now. So it is really cool how you can see how your whole relationship evolved with these vision boards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's what I love about you two, and I wanted to interview you too, because you're people who have started young, you know, and like you said, you're not perfect, but you started young. So these past like 7 or 8 years, you can see the results of your dedication, and I think that's amazing.
And it's true what you said too. We really grew up together in practice, and
and not a lot of people.
It makes a huge
and the thing
there.
Is, and with your spiritual coach, like you two started this from the beginning, so you grew together. You didn't wait until there was a big massive problem, and then you're supposed to go and talk to someone or get help. You know what I mean? So you're totally about preventive medicine type thing. You know, that's what it's all about. And it's even better than that. I can't think of a word that is better than that. But you know, it's taking you higher, higher, higher. So as a family now, tell me how things changed with the kids, and then I want you to give me some tips on your parenting skills, what you do to cope, and also, Lindsay, I do want to talk to you about the education side.
Okay.
So, Mike, tell me, you know, a little bit about how things changed when you had kids and your vision.
Oh, wow. So, well, I think my children have been my greatest teachers, mm-hmm. Without a question. So I think it went from being all about me to being all about we, and
yeah.
and really seeing, you know, feeling the love for my family at a much deeper level, you know, seeing Lindsay and I's sort of destinies or energies fully align and creating, you know, other little mini humans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, truly, I think it's, you know, we used to stay up later and, you know, probably travel more freely and, you know, have a lot more freedom in one regard, but life,
yeah.
but life wasn't as full. And, you know, I think the knowing that I'm, you know, leading businesses and creating, you know, wealth and income, and now it's really not just for me, but for Lindsay, for our children, for even for our extended family, because, you know, I am maybe not there yet, but I consider myself or Lindsay and I the patriarchs of our family.
Right.
And so, you know, my goal is to build a legacy that will support our families for many, many generations to come. And, you know, I think without family and without children, it's harder to see that, you know, the depth of that vision. So now I fully see it, you know, and Ember and Tyler having the option to work in businesses that I've created, and, you
yeah.
know, Lindsay having that ability to be a part of it, you know, as a team. It's really the businesses that we've built together is how I look at it. And, you know, I won't be able to create the legacy without her. You know, it's us doing it together. So
yeah.
that teamwork, I think it really bonded us together as like, hey, we better bond together here, because otherwise the kids will outsmart us or outmaneuver us, or,
that's
you know.
So true. And, you know, it really, they bring a lot of depth to everything you do. There's just so much more meaning.
Yeah.
Your relationship is way more important, you know, because they're looking at that as their whole world, you
yeah.
know, seeing their mom and dad get along. And when they don't get along, the kids just, it's, I don't care what anybody says, it is devastating.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you two are, you know, so committed to that. And it's so great when a child doesn't even know what the word, you know, not that divorce is bad, because sometimes it does need to happen, but they don't even think that doesn't even enter their heads, you know. It's a beautiful thing. So that's what children have been your teacher, and they've deepened your whole mission.
Yeah.
Given it way more depth. And so for you, Lindsay, how did it change you?
I think growing up, I always had a doll with me. Like, my dream in life was to be a stay-at-home mom. And so when Mike and I had kids, I remember Tyler was probably a week old, and I just looked at Mike and I started crying. All I could say was thank you, because
yeah.
my dream was now reality.
Wow. It's so awesome. And I know exactly, like, for me, when I was married with Russell, my husband, we both had the same vision. We didn't want to put our kids in daycare. We didn't want to have one of us, whoever. And now in the later years, it's more him staying home than me, which is a beautiful thing. But it is the most amazing gift that your man can give you. You know, I agree completely. If that's what you want, you know
yeah.
what I mean? If that's what you want.
And I'm a stay-at-home dad, too, just for the record.
That's awesome.
Because I work
awesome.
From home.
Yeah,
so
Mike's always here in the morning. He's here. You know, we've lunched together a lot.
And I do have to travel for work, like, you know, once a month or twice a month for a few days.
Yeah.
So when I am home, I'm fully home. And then where I'm working, I'm fully working.
Yeah.
So.
And that's great, too, because this is back to the couple thing, but space is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Space gives you so many things. Space.
Yeah.
Appreciation, you know, for when the person's not there. A break to be totally, fully yourself, which,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're in relationship and you're together a lot, you're that, you know what I mean? So I really appreciate it. My husband does travel, not a lot, but at some times, and I think it's very healthy. Your kitty, is that a kitty? Okay. Oh, your child. So anyway, so that is so great. So, you know, together you're both living really the dream as far as a family goes. So I really commend you both. Now, also there's this thing with education. I mean, a lot of people are putting down, like, schools, and And I definitely think that schools were developed in a time where they needed them to be how they were, but now the whole schooling system, and I know people know this, and this is coming about, it needs to be revamped. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, instead of just putting your kids in regular school, tell us what your plans are.
So next year, Tyler will be officially homeschooled. He's going to go to an alternative school, which is a very open classroom concept. The kids get to choose how they spend their time in the room, and there's facilitators in the room who give them options, and, you know, so there's
They're not sitting being lectured at. Exactly. They're
involved
moving
in their education, mm-hmm. and they're moving around, and it's on a farm, so they take care of the animals. The little guys are in charge of the chickens. 2 days a week, he'll be home with me, and Mike and I have been talking about how we're going to kind of structure it, and mm-hmm. it'll be more like a college schedule, so... You know, he's not in class from 9 to 5 or 9 to 3 every day.
Right.
You know, he'll have, okay, this 20 minutes we're going to focus on history. This 20 minutes Mike's going to teach him a business class about how to manage money or
right.
how to do
investing. So you're going to include a lot of life skills that are mm-hmm. not in any of the schools. I mean,
exactly.
you know, you're really going to make this real life,
yeah.
you know, and make and prepare him. For real life. Plus, he's a number 8 life path in neurology. It's all about business.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be an entrepreneur for sure, or, you know, at least part of the family business,
yeah,
right?
He's already an entrepreneur.
I saw him at the One Life conference. Yeah, he was up on stage, and did he do a vision board too? Did they do something?
He did a vision board.
Yes.
And then they also created a little balloon business. So the dinner we had at One Life, they went around selling balloons. And
wow.
$240.
Oh my goodness.
They donated
yeah,
part of
exactly.
it to One Life.
So let's move to this little other donation jar that you created. This is just regular tips on and fun things that you do with the family. So I saw this on Facebook. Would you guys have a money jar? So
yeah.
Go ahead, elaborate, Mike.
Well, and I want to go back one step before
okay.
the jar, which is that, you know, I'm an avid goal setter.
Right.
I've been setting goals consistently in my life for the past decade in multiple areas of goals, and I've gotten really good at sort of crossing things off or doing what I need to do on my goal list, but I just recently realized that it's just a list of stuff that I already do, so I'm tracking things that are ingrained in me as habits.
Yeah.
And none of them were really pushing me out of my comfort zone.
Right.
So I made 5 commitments on the One Life fully lived thing and to create a daily habit every week for the next 5 weeks. So the first week, the daily habit was to be a better father to my children. That was my intention.
Right.
And so the action steps that I am taking over the next 21 days is every single day, I'll play with the children for a minimum of 30 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
And that's childlike energy playing. So like actually playing with them.
Right.
And then the other one was to be a better role model. So we've got house laws, which we're going to change to values now. A friend recommended we call them house values.
That sounds a little bit. Yeah,
less restrictive.
You don't have to get your police uniform on.
Right.
You know?
And they're for everybody. So no arguing, no yelling. You know, be respectful of each other, and then other stuff like put your toys away or whatever. But we implemented a system now where it's a swear jar / breaking the law or values jar.
Right.
So anytime that you say a standard curse word, Lindsay or I, our kids don't swear, so they're not paying the jar on that.
We actually call Tyler the language.
Yeah.
We do.
So it's $1 for a standard swear, $10 for an F bomb.
Wow.
And then $10. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
$10 if you break the law for the parents. But for the kids, it's if they break the family values, then money comes out of the jar and goes into a donation jar for One Life Fully Lived.
Okay.
And so then whatever's left over, the kids get to split.
Yep.
But it's
at the end of the week.
It's designed
every end of the week, and then they can go get something or
yeah. But then even that money, we have them split into three categories. They get a certain amount to spend, and then they have to save a portion, and they have to donate a portion.
So any dollars they get go into those three categories
already. Wow, I love that.
So.
And this is what it, you guys are just starting this so early, because how old are Tyler and Ember?
Tyler's six and Ember's two.
Six and two. So, I mean, this is starting them young. You know what I mean? And it's wonderful. And, I mean, I almost wish I could turn back the clock, you know, with some of these neat ideas that you guys have and have gone, you know, and started way back when. Mm-hmm. So, but for all the new people who are listening, you know, new young couples or people who have yet to have kids, I mean, these ideas are priceless. So as far as starting them young, as far as eating goes, so tell me what you're doing with the eating, or how, or maybe I should ask that question. No, but
so, with our children,
yes,
they eat chicken nuggets, pizza, and French fries
all the time.
No, we put food in front of them. They're very picky eaters.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we've struggled with both of our kids, especially the age that Ember is now at two.
Yeah.
But even Tyler's still a pretty picky eater.
Right.
So we.
You just have to get creative then, and not you know, go crazy.
Like, yeah.
Because you could get really, but you know, with my one son, he wouldn't eat anything, and it's very frustrating.
Well, I didn't tell you though. It's organic chicken nuggets,
okay,
organic pizza, and organic French fries.
Okay. Good. So you're
and non-GMO.
You're eliminating the GMOs and the pesticides.
Yeah.
So you're not feeding them pesticides, which is a brilliant thing. You
correct.
Know what I mean?
And we have a backyard garden now, too. And the kids love helping you.
And
that's pretty much the most of the time when they eat vegetables, straight from the garden. They'll
that's
come and
awesome.
Pick it off the plant and eat it. And
so they're learning where their food comes from. Mm-hmm. And they're connected with it. Where, you know, the generation that I came from, And even my kids, when they were young, I didn't have a garden. And I had, like, you know, container gardens, but it wasn't the same. And there's no connection there. And, and with the school that they're going to, the alternative school, with having chickens and that kind of thing, it totally connects kids with nature and where they're from, keeps them grounded. And it's just so amazing.
Right.
So that's awesome, Tal. So you're not overly ridiculous when it comes to, you know, the food, but you do your best, you know, and that's all you can do.
Yep. I mean, every time I make a meal, have them try it.
Yes.
And sometimes they surprise us and they like it and they'll eat it.
Yes.
But
and other times, you're not going to be sitting there, you know, screaming at them or
right.
forcing them in any way. So, all right. So I wanted to get that in because I think a lot of people sweat that, you know, and it really upsets them about eating and kids and that kind of thing. And there's so much about it. Like, I'm sure you, like, you know, I don't give my kids dairy, well, milk anyway. I mean, they'll have pizza and that kind of thing. But what's your take on that? Like, cow's milk.
They drink cow's
milk. Yeah, organic cow's milk.
Okay, well, that's good.
Organic.
Okay, that's good.
From the local dairy.
I did. And, you know, and nowadays, like, we're learning about how, like, skim milk is just, it turns to pure sugar in your body. It's really cold
milk. I mean, they drink whole milk.
Yeah. And then my kids drink almond milk. Well, the one's allergic to dairy, so we had to eliminate that. But it really has, it's been good for the whole family, actually. So so there's all these different, everybody's got their own thing when it comes to food. But I am glad to hear that. And I knew that you guys were definitely, if you can buy a choice to buy organic or pesticide laden, you would buy organic.
Yeah. I think we probably buy 90% organic.
Yeah,
food.
And then growing it in your own garden. I mean, to me, that's what's part of having kids. That's like almost like a prerequisite these days, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like where we're going, you know? So it's amazing. So I have my first garden this year, actually. I'm embarrassed to say I'm like 48 years old. I have my first garden, but it's great. I got tomatoes, cucumbers, herbs. So anyway, so hopefully my kids will learn at 17 and 14. I don't know.
Where they're
from. Not too late. But, well, you guys, it's been awesome talking to you. And I just know, that, I mean, this radio broadcast is going to, like, live forever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is going to be something your kids can have, but and anybody can listen to. So pass this, if my listeners out there, pass it along to your friends who have either young families or young couples. Mm-hmm. And definitely your strategies are working. I can see it. I know you both, you know, and I can tell. How, like, it's not perfect, but you guys are really enjoying your lives, and you're really doing everything you can to take full responsibility for absolutely everything. And to me, that's, like, worth like major high five, you know, kudos. So in my book,
Thank
you're
you.
Awesome. And I know that matters so much. But so anyway, if anybody does want to know more about the vision board that Lindsay does, contact me and I'll pass you on to her. And I'm going to let these two go now, and I'm going to do a little mini reading for the end of the show, and I just want to thank you both. So
you're welcome.
You can
it
get
was
out
our
of
pleasure.
Here if you want. All right, awesome. And if anybody needs any tips from these guys, I'm sure if you ask me, I can, you know, transfer any questions over to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if, you know, the name of the school or that kind of thing, or...
It's called Open Connection.
Open Connection.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also a teacher and trainer and speaker, and do some pretty unique things with high-level entrepreneurs. So if somebody was interested in either GoBundance or OneLifeFullyLived.org or any of those organizations we talked about, where we really immerse people in around successful people. And with GoBundance, we travel the world with successful people.
Amazing
so.
Trips, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, adventure trips, don't you?
Yeah.
Like extreme, sometimes not extreme, but like what? Tell me about GoBundance a little bit. Like, what kind of activities do you do? And anybody can come then? Anybody can join?
Well, we have three different levels for GoBundance.
Okay.
And we're just now developing GoBundance for ladies as well.
Awesome.
And so that's there. But it's one life is if you're just getting started and you're trying to be immersed in that. And then in GoBundance, once you're doing pretty well and having some level of success, we
right.
have some different mastermind programs that will help you take your life and business to the next level. So it's really a unique concept where we like to live life abundantly, so
mm-hmm.
it's all about going towards abundance. GoBundance.
I love the name GoBundance.
Yeah.
And do you guys have a website? I think I checked
yeah.
it out.
It's GoBundance.com.
Okay.
And we have there's membership applications on there. If anyone wants to learn more about it, they can go there and fill it out.
And the website is really cool. I did look at that. It's so GoBundance.com. So you're just really taking people who are successful and even taking them higher. And I think that's so great because basically, you know, when I deal with clients, I'm talking and dealing with people who are really already there, you know,
yeah.
in most sense of the word. There are people who try hard, they work hard, you know, and so they just want to go beyond better,
yeah.
you know, and that's what you're doing with that. Now, tell me about don't you do masterminds and that kind of thing? Is that something that...
Yeah, well, we have a local GoBundance group. Since I'm one of the founders of GoBundance, I also started a local chapter in the greater Philadelphia area.
Oh, wow, right here in this area.
Yeah, and we meet on a monthly basis and do... There's always an adventure and then a mastermind. So we like to get out and get sweaty and get our hearts pumping.
Right.
And then do some masterminding after that. And
what,
so,
is what is masterminding in a nutshell?
It's basically for us, it's built around some pillars that GoBundance represents. So genuine relationships, contribution, age-defying health, bucket list adventures, creating passive income. And those are the pillars all laid on a bed of accountability, a foundation of accountability. So we hold each other accountable to... creating amazing lives and by focusing on those five pillars.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then we mix it with killer adventures where you're hanging off the side of a cliff in Austria or Norway.
Wow.
And then you're around people that are amazing. What we found is that most people who have great lives like Lindsay and I do, they feel sort of guilty or like they need to apologize.
Right.
And so because they're an island in some regards, like they're not necessarily surrounded by other people like that
That's
all the
right.
time. So we've created a tribe for people like that so that they can be around other people who will celebrate their awesomeness. And actually, we have a statement in GoBundance is that we don't apologize for being awesome.
There you go.
And we want people to feel like, hey, you should be the best you can be and not have to play small for everyone else.
Absolutely. And what I love about your philosophy with GoBundance and One Life is that, you know, if you have a lot, well, you give a lot too. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So you balance it all out and you are actually helping the community. You're helping everyone by your success. Your success is to be celebrated, not to be envied or you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
So I love that philosophy. And I honestly, if this could really, really spread, which you are, helping it to spread, you're changing the world. You know what I mean? And you're really changing the philosophy. Old, dead, worn out type of philosophy.
Yeah.
I love that. Totally changing that up. And so you do now in One Life, you're going to be there this October.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk, we have a little bit of time, so I just thought, so I'm going to carry on with you guys if you don't mind. But I did want to talk about this and put it out there with someone who really knows about One Life. So One Life was here in Westchester. When was it? In
May.
And now, you know, they're usually out in California, right? But
yep.
So now the one in October, October 24th and 25th, in Sacramento, California. Anybody can go. It's really very inexpensive, isn't it? I mean, to go to
I
a conference.
Think it's under $100.
Yeah, for 2 days, and it includes breakfast and lunch.
Oh, my gosh. So I think, it's under $100, really.
Yeah, and if somebody can't afford it, but they're really hungry and want to be there, they can write in and get a scholarship.
See, look at that. That's amazing. So it's onelifefullylived.org, the one being the number one at the beginning.
Yep.
This is so amazing. So they're getting this opportunity to gain all the knowledge from all the speakers. It's a phenomenal price, and you do this almost every year. You participate and you speak.
We missed 1 year. It was right around the time Ember was born, and we were at the original one, and then now we'll be at all the future ones.
Wow, that's so awesome. So you guys are really, what I like is that you're totally giving back, and it's not just money, it's your time and your dedication. You know, because anybody could, if you've got a lot of money, it's easy to throw money, you know, but you're doing this from your heart. And
I was actually on the planning committee for the Westchester event. So
wow,
I was on all the conference calls. And,
you were busy,
running around town handing out flyers.
Wow. Oh, include me next time they come to Westchester. I will help too. I would be happy to help. But yeah, I spoke at the Westchester conference, and I was just so honored to be there. And I love the level of people there were really interested, and they really took my advice. And the classes were the talks, what do you call them, breakouts? Which I love that, breakout. It's so awesome. So the feedback from the people, I feel like you really, the sense of community and bonding in just 2 days and all the new people you meet. So for anybody, it doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, or what you're doing, but if you want to, take yourself higher, definitely. That's the California conference is definitely the way to go. So do you know if they're going to plan to come back next year?
Yeah, we're going to bring it back here again next year.
Okay.
We may move it to Philly because we want
central.
Yeah, and to be able to tap into a larger group of people. The transportation was a little challenging for some, but we're not opposed to Westchester. Obviously, we pushed for it to come to our community first because we were going to have to drive a lot of the logistics and help in those ways. So having it close to home was great. I was really appreciative that Tim trusted us, to bring it here and that we were able to deliver. And so it's really magical what happens when you bring a group of people together who are interested in creating a better life for themselves. And that sort of that you bring together is something you just can't get anywhere else.
You can't. It's unique. It's beautiful. I'm going to go, but I have one thing to say. I wrote my affirmation on the One Life board, and I can't wait for next year to come around to see how far I've come. So you guys, love you guys. Thank you so much. And I'll see everybody next Wednesday. Same time, just different place. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm going to wing it. So just stay tuned, and I'll let you know. So, all right, guys. We're out of here. Love everybody.
Grab life big.
All right. Grab life big.